So what do you categorize as a lead? You said you have 14 leads. Like, what's like a lead to you?
I mean, I'm talking to like 90 people a day.
But like, what kind of, like, what are they telling you?
Like, yeah, I might consider selling.
You might, they might consider it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not, I don't think that's a lead.
Eduardo with JLM Real Estate.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
And he laughed at 1.6 million?
Yeah, he laughed at 1.6.
Did you give him that price over the phone?
Because he said, I kind of messed that up.
You're not supposed to pitch on the phone though. You gotta say, I don't know enough about the property. Let me take 24 hours to analyze it and I'll get back to you on a price.
What do you think is your biggest struggle right now that you're working on?
Staying organized, that's a big one for me.
You should keep your leads in like a-
I am doing
Excel.
That. Yeah. I'm transferring everything.
You're trying to?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. When someone answers, say their name, say, hey, John, and then take a deep breath. Just go. And then let them respond. And then go.
I think that's what I'm thinking about right now, which I should have just not even answered that call. We'll move on from that.
Why are you so emotional right now?
What's up guys, it's Jason here, and today we're here in my office, and I'm gonna show you how this new agent that's on my team got his first deal under contract in less than 2 weeks, when it usually takes a new multifamily agent anywhere else about 6 months to do their first deal. We do things differently here at JLM Real Estate. So let's go to his cubicle and see what he's up to right now.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien,
buenas. Buenas tardes, habla... Sí, días, ¿no? Le estaba hablando de su propiedad que tiene en la... Me llamo Eduardo. Estoy con una compañía que se llama JLM. Estamos hablándole de su propiedad que tienen... A ver si estaba interesada en vender en una oferta.
No, ahorita no estamos interesados en vender.
Okay, ¿no tiene alguna otra propiedad que le gustaría vender?
No.
No, ¿y no ha pensado en comprar otra propiedad ahorita en el momento?
No, tampoco.
Ok, sale pues muchas gracias por tomar mi llamada.
Ándale, sale. Dios lo bendiga.
Igual, adiós.
Sí, he's always on the phone, always dialing. How'd that call go?
What's up? She's not looking to sell at the moment, but we're just on to the next one.
Got it. So this is Eduardo here. Eduardo is doing his daily dials. It's the morning, so he's getting his calls in, but how many contacts you got so far?
So far, we're at 16.
Let's get you some of his conversations. By the way, this guy's getting like, what, like 80, 90 contacts a day? Crazy.
A little under 90.
That's insane.
Yeah.
What made you want to get into real estate?
The reason why I got into real estate was because I saw my family buying a little bit of real estate here and there, and I saw the power that real estate has. That's why I wanted to get into real estate. And then as I started looking more into real estate, I was able to see the possibilities of the things that you could achieve with real estate. Hey, how's it going? Good. Hey, this is Eduardo with JLM. I was calling about your property on wondering if you would consider an offer. I have a buyer on a 1031 looking to buy.
No, I don't want to sell my property.
Sounds good. Do you have any other properties that you might consider selling at the moment, sir?
No, not right now.
Ask if he's buying.
Are you currently buying any more properties?
Not right now.
Sounds good. Thank you for taking my call.
Right now.
Have a good one. Bye.
Yo, before you go into your pitch, you gotta wait till for them like actually hear who you are, you know?
You kinda
just like go straight into it. You gotta like kinda pause a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta build a little bit of rapport before you just like go into your pitch.
Yeah, I'm usually just-
So they're like, oh, hello? If they can't hear, say, hey, can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, yeah, this is Eduardo calling from JLM Real Estate. Yes. Yeah, you talk a little too fast, talk a little slower.
Yeah.
The worst thing they're gonna say is no, you know?
Yeah.
The only thing you can do is get better though. It's gonna get you better.
Julio, hola, le estaba hablando de su propiedad aquí. A ver si estaba interesada en vender.
No.
No, no tiene alguna otra propiedad que le gustaría vender?
No, okay. Gracias.
Sale, buen día, adiós.
Gracias.
Adios.
Damn, you have a lot of Spanish.
A lot of
sellers.
Yeah.
How many Spanish people you talk to a day? A good amount?
Yeah, a good amount.
Wow. What's on your mind right now?
I don't know. I'm just trying to like make it, you know? Like there's nothing that I should be worried about right now. Personally, like I told my team earlier today that I'm officially moved and they just like kicked me out of the group chat. Like, no, like, hey, you know, like best of luck or anything like that. So I think that like kind of messed me up. This was right before the video too. It was just kind of like a drive-by, you know, but whatever, it's all good.
They didn't really care about you.
That was just kind of like a little messed up. And I think that's what I'm thinking about right now, which I should have just not even answered that call. We'll move on from that.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, this is Eduardo with JLM. I was calling about your property on Les... Wondering if you would consider an offer. I have a buyer on a 1031.
No, we're good, thank you.
Okay, do you have any other properties that you might consider selling at the moment?
No, I don't.
Okay, maybe looking to buy? in the near future?
Not at the moment.
Okay, thank you. Have a good one.
One thing you did good there is you got three no's. That's great. Seems like she wasn't interested, but getting at least three no's is a big plus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you first started, you kind of just got one no and kind of hung up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. You were the one that told me.
So you're improving.
Go after the threes.
Yeah, you're improving.
Yeah.
No, it's great. It's good to see the improvement.
You know how you told me to say offer instead of selling?
Yeah.
Sometimes I still mess that up.
You just, what you're not saying though is you're not saying that you have a buyer. You're not offering him something. You're not saying you have a buyer still. You know what I'm saying? So you got to say, I have a buyer. You just say, oh, this is Eduardo. Would you consider an offer? You gotta say, hey, this is Eduardo. I have a buyer looking for a property just like this.
So I tell him, hey, this is Eduardo. And then I say, I have a buyer on a 1031. No, I have to constantly remind myself that part because it's freshly new. It's relatively new to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that I have a buyer on a 1031.
Sellers? Just to say I have a buyer looking in the area.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. it's easier that way.
So I interviewed for a caregiver job. The beginning of this year, I sold my car. I was having a lot of car problems. I didn't want to ask my family for any help. And, you know, I was pretty broke. So I sold my car, I was borrowing my dad's car. I went to this job interview. The young lady that was interviewing me, she was telling me, do you have any experience, this and that? And as I was sitting in the interview process, I was like, what am I doing with my life? I can't give up this easily, right? Like there has to be a better solution. I don't know if I'm just the luckiest person alive or what it was. I saw Jason's video on how he was looking for the next person. And he was gonna do a show. And I was like, you know what? We're gonna give it a try. I opened up my laptop, I turned it on. I think it took me like 2 to 3 hours because I really wanted to get it right. I've been listening to Jason on his podcast for years now. While I was door dashing, you know, delivering food, I would listen to his podcast. I would go into his LinkedIn profile and I'd see, how is this guy doing it? Trying to get pieces out of that. I don't know if it was just the luckiest person alive. Interview, I don't know, he saw something in me and I was like, I'm not gonna let him down. He believes in me and I think that's kind of what I needed, that switch. I gave it my all, my absolute all. There was times where I would send him deals when I was at the coffee shop, a couple $100 to my name and just, I'm not gonna give up. I'm gonna keep going. Whatever I have to do, deliver food at night, whatever side gigs I need to do, I'm gonna do it because I just don't believe in giving up. Hey, how's it going? Hey, this is a pretty good, thank you for asking. I was calling, my name is Eduardo with JLM. I was calling about your property on Logan Ave, wondering if you would consider an offer. I have a buyer looking in the area.
No, it's not for sale. Man.
It's not for sale. Do you have any other properties you might consider selling at the moment?
No.
You looking to buy any more?
Not at the moment.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Have a good one.
I'd love to hear your like sound a little more. You know, have more oomph when you say, hey, it's Eduardo. Not like, hey, it's Eduardo. You know?
Okay, yeah.
Sound a little timid, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so like be more
just
aggressive?
Just be more confident. Just be more, sound a little more, talk a little louder. Okay. Talk a little louder, be a little more confident, you know?
Yeah.
Act like you're an expert, you know what I mean? You are an expert, so just act like, you know, show me you're an expert by, in the first 4 seconds saying, you know, I'm here. You know?
Okay.
And where does your drive come from? Like, why do you want to be successful so bad?
So growing up, I lived behind my grandma's house in what people consider now an ADU. You know, pretty messed up flooring and stuff like that. Every time I would get into like a fight or anything like that with my cousins, they would just tell me, you know, shut up, you live in a garage, right? And that would hurt me, that would crush me. I remember growing up, I would tell my mom, I'm like, one day I'm gonna have all these properties, and I would always like draw little triplexes and duplexes. My goal is to one day be a real estate developer, right, in the future, and build affordable housing because I believe that affordable housing and education is what we need. I don't want any kids, any young kids, like kind of like myself, to be humiliated by where they live. And I think if we work for a bigger purpose, you just wake up and you're glad to do it because you know it's part of the process. You're doing it right now. You're just not there yet.
So now you saw Eduardo doing his daily dials. He calls about, what, like 6-7 hours a day, mm-hmm. right around there?
Yeah.
But this is where the money's really made. So I'm gonna help Eduardo close his leads. He got 14 leads last week. That's really, really good. So now I wanna help him close those leads because for new agents like Eduardo, I always wanna get on the second call and try to close that lead, which is closing a lead in real estate is getting into a meeting. So either getting a meeting to talk to him on Zoom or in person at the property, talk about selling their property is the most important part of the business. We're gonna get to the most important part. Eduardo, what's your hottest lead you got right now that we can call together? And tell me more about it.
We can call this guy on It's a duplex.
Okay, can you tell me more about them?
So there's two units. It's a two-story, three beds, two baths, and then there's a basement, which is a 2-1. It's on a canyon.
And why do you think he's a hot lead?
He was talking about looking to list soon. So hopefully, you know, we can convert him.
Let me call Dan real quick. I think he might have met with that guy. Let me double check.
Okay, it's cool.
I just don't want to like step on his toes, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
What was the street name of the duplex you met with the This is yeah. it was one of Eduardo's hot leads, so I just want to make sure we didn't call him.
Yeah, we already hit him like with three different people, so please don't call them.
His name is right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, I'm gonna go to the next one.
Yeah.
He already met with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have him in your system?
I do not. I don't know anything about this one. What did he tell you on the phone when he first talked to him?
So he was saying he was making $14,000 a month in rent.
Okay.
He has 5 units. It's in.
Okay. What's his motivation for selling?
He didn't tell me. He just said, send me an offer. If you really have an offer, send me an offer. So it's one of those where it's a little.
That's not a hot lead.
Is it? I mean, I don't know.
You don't know? Well, I mean, if he just says send me an offer, usually means it's a bad lead.
Okay.
And he laughed at 1.6 million?
Yeah, he laughed at 1.6.
Did you give him that price over the phone?
Because he said, I kind of messed that up. Maybe I messed that one up.
It's all good. You learn from mistakes. So what was your mistake? What'd you do?
I think I pitched too low. Like way too low.
You're not supposed to pitch on the phone though. You gotta say, I don't know enough about the property. Let me take 24 hours to analyze it and I'll get back to you on a price. Maybe we can go over it in person. Yeah. So you never want to like say a price on the first call, you know? Cause you can screw it up like that. If he laughed at 1.6, he probably wants too much. From what you're telling me, it sounds like a bad lead. If someone just says, give me an offer. He probably was kind of like pestering you anyway.
Okay.
So, but I'll try calling him with you. What's his number?
Hi, you please. Leave a message after the phone and I'll call you back.
Leave a message for him. Hey, this is Jason Lee at JLM Real Estate. My associate Eduardo spoke to you about your property on. Just want to give you a quick call because we recently sold a 7-unit property on right by the there, and we might have someone interested in yours. Just wanted to talk to you and follow up. So if you can give me a call back at my direct cell, thank you. All right, who's the next one?
Okay, so this guy only does email. And I've been following up with him. It's a fixer.
Okay. He only does email?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He works for the city. He never answers.
Let me try calling him. So
yeah.
I have it.
Yeah.
But why is he a hot lead to you though?
Because they're fixing up the house a little bit, like painting stuff to like
just to sell it. You're ready to sell it?
Yeah.
It's a great lead. What do you think it's worth?
We talked about it. It's probably like around 500.
How many bedrooms?
Two.
Small?
Yeah.
How big is the lot?
It's pretty big, but it's not the best zoning. I think it was an RS17.
Yeah, the worst zoning. Okay. Yeah. This guy only does email?
Yeah, I've been talking to him on email. I talked to him a couple days ago.
Yeah. Or anyone else? But that guy, the 3-unit and
okay, so no. So sometimes these are buyers and
Got it. So you have 14 leads, man.
Yeah, I mean, they're here.
You should keep your leads in like a
I am doing
Excel.
That.
Yeah.
I'm transferring everything.
Trying to?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one right here.
Why do you like him? Oh, this is a good property. Okay, how big is the lot? She would consider that offer?
Yeah.
Why haven't you got any further with her?
Because it was, yesterday? 2 days ago? And I was kind of like figuring that one out.
You're scared to call her back?
A little bit.
Why don't you hit me up then? This is a good lead right here. It's a great lead.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Ms.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. This is Jason over at JLM Real Estate. My partner Eduardo talked to you about your property on East here in San Diego?
Yes.
Yeah. We're really close by. Our office is we have a couple properties we're selling in that area right now. I know one of my associates has a buyer that'd be interested. Are you entertaining offers at the moment?
Well, to be honest with you, we're trying to stay here, but I have to satisfy my siblings.
Uh-huh.
Houses go for a lot of money.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. Yeah, your house is worth a lot of money.
Well, I already know about how much it's worth. The house across the street went for right at $1 million.
My partner Eduardo was saying that you wanted to net somewhere around $900,000 for it or something like that. I think we would have someone interested around that $1 million price. Can we meet with you sometime tomorrow and bring over the offer to you? I think we'd have, you know, someone that would write an offer at that price.
Oh, well, no, I would have to let you talk to my attorney. Because we do have an attorney, and I can't make a decision on my own. If you want to call me back, that would be fine.
Got it. Is it your trust attorney?
Well, it's a probate attorney.
Oh, it's a probate attorney. Okay, so it's going through probate at the moment?
I know that my mother didn't have a will. That's that.
Is it possible that the house would be able to be transferred to your name under title?
I don't know. Not just completely. If I pay for it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get on off this phone, sir. And I appreciate you calling me. You can call back or send me a letter with all your information on it, because if we can't get it, I'd be more than happy to entertain your ideas.
Yeah, yeah. What's the best email for you?
I don't know my email address. I have one because I had to have one through all this, but I couldn't tell you if I wanted to because I don't know it.
Would you be able to give me the name of the probate attorney you're working with?
Well, not right now. I will let you know, though. I'm just going to make sure that, you know, if we can't get it, then you can get it.
Okay.
If you could just send me a letter with your information on it.
Okay, yeah, we'll send you a letter today. Thank you so much. Thanks, bye.
Damn, it's in probate. You know what that is, right?
Yeah, okay. There's somebody died.
Yeah, so her mom didn't have a will, passed away, and now it's under probate. Okay.
We'll get that one. We'll follow up on that one, and we'll send a handwritten letter to her. I mean, it's right here. We could even drive there and say hi, but keep that in mind. Okay.
I want to get Eduardo's take on how you handled that.
Well, there's a lot to learn from my end. Seeing how he handled that, I can see that he's trying to like get the information out of her, right? And she's like sending mixed signals. And sometimes you just gotta work through that, right? And that's the hard part, but that's the part that's gonna get us, you know, to the other side.
I was trying to meet her, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I had some trouble understanding her, but.
Yeah, it sounds like she's older too.
Yeah.
So maybe she's not like too technology, like.
Oh, she's for sure older. Yeah. So didn't
like
even know
emails,
her emails.
Yeah, all that stuff.
What did you learn from that call?
Be persistent. Can't just be like, oh, well, you don't want to say, okay, because this might convert into something. We don't know.
What'd she tell you when you talked to her?
She didn't say anything about probate, but she said that she would have to talk to her family about it. But she didn't say that it was in a trust. She was like kind of in a rush when I talked to her.
Sounds like she has other family members in the deal. So I'm gonna try to call her family members later. Okay, cool.
And that's what I've learned. You just got to keep asking questions and not be scared of, oh, they might not be a real lead. So
you can't just keep asking questions, but you can't just say question after question after question. Then they're not going to like you, but you got to, you know, have a conversation, put in a question here and there. You can't just go question after question, but like,
okay.
You see, yeah. I was like, you know, listening to her talk, I was saying, I understand.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you have any more leads you can call?
Let me pull up one more. I got one here. Give me a sec. It's a 10 unit.
Okay, tell me more about it though. What's up with it?
She said, just call me back in a couple of months, see where we're at. They're getting older, they're getting tired of owning
property. When's the last time you talked to them?
Like August.
Okay, cool.
Rents are under market value.
They usually are. $1,200 each?
Yeah.
That's pretty low. It's all paid off. Does it look pretty old on Google Maps probably?
Yeah.
Okay, long-term owners.
Hello?
Hey.
No, this is your daughter.
Oh, hey, sorry about that. This is Jason. My partner and I, we've spoken to your family in the past about your property on South.
Yes?
Yeah, we just wanted to check in. It's been a few months. Just wanted to see if you have any interest in, you know, entertaining offers or selling the property at this time.
I don't think they want to sell the property right now.
Oh, not right now?
No, I don't think they're wanting to sell the property. They're not home right now.
Oh, okay.
You said you talked to them?
Like in August?
I don't think they're wanting to sell the property.
Okay, no worries. Sorry to interrupt your day. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks. She's not the decision maker, so we'll try calling her back later.
Yeah.
Don't want to waste my time with her. Okay. Anything else?
A lot of them are long term. Like they're not going to be any. They're not hot.
So what do you categorize as a lead? You said you have 14 leads. Like what's like a lead to you? Like I'll sell like 3 months from now or 6 months from now?
Yeah. I mean, is that considered a lead or no? I mean, adding to the pipeline. I mean, I'm talking to like 90 people a day. There's 2.5 a day, I think about.
But like what are they telling you?
Like, yeah, I might consider selling.
They might consider it?
Yeah.
I mean that's not, I don't think that's a lead. That's like a.
So do we not follow up with them? We just.
No, you do. But a lead is like, hey, here's the unit mix, here's the rents, here's everything right now. I want to consider selling. I want to see what you know, give me a value at, or I want to see where you can bring an offer. That's a lead.
Like, let me call this.
A lead is not like, hey, I might consider in the future. That's a follow-up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's not considered a lead. Let's focus on tracking the correct leads. This has been helpful though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though you have a lot to learn, you still took action and you got like your first deal under contract less than 2 weeks of being here. So was the first week you were here you got under contract?
It was the first day that I got the lead. And then
ten days later,
yeah.
That's awesome. Well, it's a long journey ahead.
Can you talk about like how you felt when you got your first deal here?
I was looking for a deal for months. I would do it at a coffee shop here in San Diego, and I couldn't find anything. I don't know what I was doing wrong. There's a lot of things that weren't, clicking. The moment that I walked into Jason's office, first day, November 3rd, I got a lead. I was ready to give up on it. I think that's one of the biggest things that I would mess up in. And Jason told me, no, you find that number, you look for that broker, because this seller had a broker that they were working with. I spent about an hour and a half on a system that Jason has, and I was able to find that number. After we found that number, Jason helped me out. The offer was written, and then on my birthday, we opened escrow. It was exciting, kind of like a fresh start, a big push. I was ready to quit the business this year. The beginning of this year, I was like, I'm done. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I was fortunate enough to, get that deal in escrow. And yeah.
What do you think is your biggest struggle right now that you're working on? Kind
I feel
of
like
quieting the mind a little bit?
Yeah, I gotta work on my mindset. I gotta work on my script, staying organized. That's a big one for me. I have like a lot of data, but I just need to like put it all together.
So organization.
Yeah.
Working on your communication.
Yeah, mindset.
Mindset?
Mindset's huge. What's
wrong with your mindset?
I was expecting the no, right? I was chasing the no. It's kind of being negative. I'm still putting in the work, right?
But you got a negative mindset about it.
Yeah, got a negative mindset about it.
Yeah, you gotta talk a lot slower. Like, it's hard to understand you because you talk fast.
Yeah.
Like say, hey, this is Eduardo. How are you doing today? Tell me that right now.
Hey, this is Eduardo. How are you doing today?
If you start the call like that, it'll be so much better, you know?
Yeah.
Because I understand you clearly. The first one, it was like, second one was great. Your calls right now are more like the first one, you know? If you talk slower, more pronunciated, move your mouth more, I think people will have a better time understanding you. The first 3 seconds of a call are so important, because when you answer the phone like that, like scared, timid, and you talk too fast, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The person's like, huh, what? Who is this? The call's already ruined, right?
Yeah.
You say, hey, John. Oh, who's this? This is Eduardo calling from JLM Real Estate. How are you doing today? Oh, I'm good. He clearly understood you, right?
Yeah.
And then you go into your pitch. He'll have a much higher chance of saying yes if he actually thinks you're a credible person. That doesn't sound like a scammer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I totally get it.
You kind of sound like a call center guy right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to sound like a real San Diego badass agent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Another big thing we got to work on is just confidence, man.
Yeah.
Got to be more confident. But hey, confidence is built. It sounded like your old company, they weren't really teaching this stuff, right? Did they give you any sort of mentorship, or were you learning the stuff you're learning now?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
So what were you doing over there?
Not a lot of people show up to the office. Whereas here, it's like everybody shows up to the office, right?
Yeah, everyone's
and
working,
everybody's working Monday through Friday. At the other company, it's kind of like, you kind of see them come and go, and like, that's kind of like the biggest difference. But it also was in other industry, right?
You gotta put the work in, and you have been. I mean, look, you got your first deal under contract. I mean, you were making a lot of dials. It was great, right? But that's just the beginning, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want you doing 10 deals a month, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's the big thing. We gotta kind of focus your skills in, really hone in on the communication. Here's what I want you to do. Before someone answers, or when someone answers, say their name, say, hey, John, and then take a deep breath. Just go, and then let them respond, and then go.
Okay.
I think you just gotta take a deep breath. Do you do any like meditation or anything?
Sometimes. I started doing that breath work after you guys showed me that.
Yeah.
I do a little bit of breath work in the morning. Not all the time, but yeah, it helps.
I think meditation would help you, because it helps quiet your mind a little bit. I can tell when someone picks up, your mind's going a million miles an hour.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest thing. Once you hone in on that, work on closing your leads, going to appointments, getting listings, I think you got a bright future ahead of you. So I just wanted to kind of debrief and help you out a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't believe in giving up.
Why are you so emotional right now?
I'm emotional because the power of not giving up is, I think, what has gotten me here And if I would have given up, you know, if I would have been the old me, I guess you could say, the person that kind of just survivorship mode and not taking life, you know, by what it is, I would probably be a caregiver right now, you know, and I wouldn't have this opportunity to be in this amazing industry, right? Which is a very challenging industry, but that's also good. With big challenges come big rewards. But I think that builds character. And just wanting to make it so bad. Sometimes I come in on the weekends and I'm like, I see nobody else in here because, you know, this is a Monday through Friday thing. But I'm like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make it. I feel like I'm so far behind because they've been in the industry for a lot longer than I have. And they have they've developed the skill set. So I'm kind of playing catch up. But that's good because I'm surrounded by winners, right? And I just look up to everybody in the team, honestly. You know, they're all trying to, you know, make it to the next level, which is good because in life, we just have to keep getting better.
Cool, that's good. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
That was good stuff. How old are you, Eduardo?
28. I turned 28 last month.
28?
Yeah.
Nice, you got time, man. You're in the right spot. We're gonna get you to being a real estate developer. Just keep grinding and keep just doing what I tell you, bro. All right, I hope you enjoyed us live cold calling, live calling leads, out there talking to Eduardo, having a real frank conversation. None of this was made up. If it was made up, I would have tried to have someone call me and fake like I had a lead, but some days are like this. Like some days I talk to 3 or 4 leads and none of them want to meet. Sometimes Eduardo and I and our team, we cold call 25 people each and no one wants to sell. But that's the beauty of real estate, because sometimes we have a ton of people that want to sell on one day, and sometimes we have multiple meetings on one day. So it's ups and downs, and today you saw the downs of real estate. You saw the hard parts. You saw me being hard on Eduardo, trying to coach him, but that's because I care. I don't like to sugarcoat anything. In reality, Eduardo did get lucky on getting his first deal under contract so quick and being in a great environment, but he has a long ways to go to develop the skill sets and the mindset needed to succeed as a real estate broker. So hope you enjoyed the video. If you're interested in working with me and joining our team, please email me or book a call with the link below. And I'll see you soon in the next video.